No score last of the 10th. Alejandro Pena leaning in to take the sign now from Greg Olson. There's the set. And his first pitch to Larkin. Swung on. There it is. A long fly ball into left center field. And it is going to be a hit for Gene Larkin. Gladden scores. And once again, the Minnesota Twins are baseball's world champions for the second time in 5 years. It's the world champion Minnesota Twins, and the crowd loves it. The Twins celebrating on the field as they have regained baseball's world championship. What a series this was with the Atlanta Braves. Gene Larkin driving a fly ball to deep left center. No chance for either the left fielder Hunter or the center fielder Gant to catch it. And the crowd still going wild. No doubt about it, when Gene Larkin hit that ball, it was going to be out of the reach of either Hunter or Gant. And Gladden being mobbed when he crossed home plate. The Twins getting a run on two hits. They left three on in that 10th inning.
Well, one thing that is a bit different from 87 here in 91, Tom Kelly, the manager of the Minnesota Twins, is on the field. Remember, in 87, he stayed in the dugout. All the players are out hugging each other, along with the coaches and manager Tom Kelly. He's not in the midst of the biggest huddle of the Twins players, but he is out there, and he's hugging all the rest. As the Twins celebrate this world championship.
Twins still on the field. Yes. Celebration calming down a little bit, but not so much from the crowd standpoint. They still love it. Gene Larkin, who had had a sore knee for some time, but unable to play on a regular basis, became a hero tonight with that base hit to score Dan Gladden with a winning run. Now here's Tom Kelly running back to the dugout, waving his hat to the crowd.
He gets a big hug from his son as he gets to the dugout.